Tavkuf Gimel, Sif Aleph. We're holding in the Mishaburas. We did the whole Sif. We're holding Mishaburas. We're holding Mishaburas. Sif Katan Yud. We said that this halacha, so you can't cook from one day up to the other, but if it's still in the morning before the meal, and she's cooking for the meal, so she can cook as much as he wants at that point in time, and then continue to, then the leftovers be used for the following night if it's so desired. The conditions which you put in that was that the heter is based on either because the riba b'shurim, which is much on yomtiv, so doing a larger amount in one maisa is permitted, so it has to be one maisa, so she can't cook, like he says, she can't, once the pot is on the fire, you can't take it off and add more meat while it's on the fire. But the original act of putting on the fire, you can put as much meat in as you want. Or alternatively, specifically by meat, where the more meat in the pot, so the better flavor it has, the whole dish has the better flavor, so then even theoretically you could add on the piece of meat afterwards, because there is a benefit for the shot that day's meal, so it's not only for the night time. Is that true in one pot? Or more added, even if it be more than one pot, as long as each dish, you want to cook a few different types of dishes for the suda, and you eat from each one of them by the suda, then you can leave over the rest for the night time. Even though your point is the half for the night time, since you're also going to eat from each one of them by the day meal, each pot was a different dish. So why are you cooking two pots of the same dish? Because you want to have meat left over. So the second act of putting the pot is not necessary.
Small pots.
And the economy.
Big family.
Economy. That scenario that we mutter.
Whatever you get out of two, you can get out of one.
So the second pot is only really for the night time. But in that scenario, what you're saying, that there's a large family, so basically what you would say is we would ignore one. In the way halacha looks at it, is the first pot that you're using totally for the first day is irrelevant to our discussion. The chiddush is the second pot, which you're cooking a second pot, which you need for the two people that didn't have enough food in the first pot, plus the rest for the night time. So that's equivalent to cooking one pot, as far as we're concerned. So you have different pots, and each pot is a different dish, and you're going to use a little bit of each dish for the meal and leave the rest for the night time. So that's impossible to have when it's the same flavor.
What do you mean?
The person's cooking three different pots. So you say you can eat a little bit from here, a little from here, a little from here for the morning meal, less the rest you leave for the night time. So that case is only possible if each pot has a different food in it, if all pots have the exact same food, the exact same recipe, everything's exactly the same, but you eat a little bit from here, a little from here, a little from here, so why are you doing that? Because you want to have leftover for the night time. So that's not mutter. Just cook one pot. So Dr. Katz, your example, they say the family is so large that they will finish off the first pot and you need the second pot. You're right. So you're not leaving over from the first pot to the night time. So that's irrelevant to our discussion then. So that pot is not in the discussion. So you're left with only one pot that you're cooking, leaving over for night time. Okay, so now, how far did we get to last night? We got to
Yud.
You got to Yud. So the way he presents it, he says that even though you're not really, in other words, again, this is all talking about before the morning meal.
But even before the morning meal, you don't really need this extra pot that you're cooking. But since you're going to cook it and use it for the morning meal, and the morning meal is a valid bona fide need, valid bona fide usage, so the fact that you don't, you know, I already have food. I want to, let's cook some chicken also. Okay, you already have meat. You don't have to cook the chicken, but since you're cooking chicken and you eat some of the chicken by the morning meal, the rest is mutter. So it's not necessary. Rashi talking about mikol kuderi kadesh yilo yehetu levashel. Even though your intent is just really, so the whole thing really is just a way to create this halachic loophole, which will allow you to cook, have meat, have food for the nighttime. That's okay. But he said, but that's going to depend on what he said before in Siv Zion. He mentions, if you don't need it for the Sudas HaYom Klal, and the Ikir Bishl is just for the Tzarech HaLayla, you're eating a little bit in order that shouldn't be Osir, so then he brought that two opinions in the Poskim. Some say that goes into the Harama issue, and some say it's Mut. He says, the Midag Olam is like the second opinion. Okay? He says, I'm only going to allow this heter on Yom Tov to Yom Tov. I would not allow this heter from Yom Tov to Chol. So listen, you know, it's be late, Motzi Yom Tov, and it's going to be, you know, it's Shuas, it's really late, you know, let's cook on the second day, and I'll have the meat left over for tonight after Yom Tov. That already is not going to be, say, such a cooler. But first day to the second day, which is Tzarech Yom Tov, will be similar in that opinion. But the Dasi Yesharim, Dasa Oysim Sham, so according to the second opinion, which he brought, we said that it was Osir. So therefore, in Heter Raklu Misha Daitu Be'emes Lechol Mini Tav Metamim Chalukim Besuda Shacharis. He really plans to have a nice fancy meal with a lot of different types of dishes. That was his plan, and he really needs to cook. He really wants to cook the chicken for the suit of the day. Makam LaHarbe Zuchom Min Kedeshi Shar Belayla. Then once he's doing it, you know, let's cook. Why only cook one piece of chicken? Cook 5 pieces of chicken, 10 pieces of chicken, 20 pieces of chicken. As long as it's one action, it's mutter.
I'm sure you discussed it, but I wasn't here for that. The reason you can't cook from one day yantar to the second is because the second day yantar is midrabana, and the first one's deraisa. Is that the reason?
To say it's just simply yes. In other words, you can't cook. There's no heter to cook from, even if the thoroughly both is to be yomtiv, right? The Mishnah Berurah said before, I can cook theoretically from day one to day seven. Theoretically, just practically not, because
it would get old.
Because if you tell me something, which the flavor remains equal to day seven already, so you could have cooked it on day six. So there's no heter to cook it on Yom Tov.
Right.
It's like something which you can do in the Chol, but you're not supposed to do in Yom Tov.
Right.
But since one day is not really Yom Tov, Mikra Adin, one day is really Chol.
Right.
So you can't.
So it's so that's
But he also said you can't cook from Yom Tov. Meet a Raisa. Let's say the seventh day of Pesach falls out on Friday. First day of Pesach is Shabbos, the seventh day of Pesach is Friday, and then the following day is Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So Mishnah Berurah paskins that Mira Raisa, you cannot cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Make your edit. So this would have the same iser, but you could theoretically cook extra in the morning meal to have food left over for Shabbos. But you, right? The Erev Tavshilim works with a whole different system, how Erev Tavshilim works.
But in the seventh day, you're making an Erev Tavshilim, right? To cook.
Right, but Erev Tavshilim is a Durbana concept. It's an iser Raisa of cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So, it says that this.
So you have to do with the Harama, like the.
So, well, we don't do it with our Roma, but, you know, so that's the question over there, and we'll get to Tavkuch of Zion, so how does it work?
Yeah.
You know, but if the Mishnah Berurah passes, it's Mechlokes and Gemara, whether you can do cooking Yom Tov Shabbos, and Mishnah Berurah passes, you cannot. But he still believes in Erev Tov Shilin, so you have to be masber that. So,
but something.
I promise you it works, and we'll find out how when we get there.
Yeah, but basically, in a regular standard case of the 2 days Yom Tov, the issue is that the second day is Mirabanan.
Correct.
So somebody is in Eretz Yisrael and he's going to be there for Yom Tov. He's there for a month. He's going to be there over Yom Tov. So if he's home, say in this country, he could cook on the first day and have leftover for the second day. But in Eretz Yisrael, where his second day is really already cold, can he do the same thing?
I mean, a person who's keeping 2 days Yom Tov.
Right.
That's an interesting question. Would he personally be able to do that? Probably he would be allowed to.
Why is it different?
The question again? Would he be over the what?
The question was, he's in Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, Adam.
So he wants to cook on his first day for and leave over for the second day. So we said, Mishnah Berurah said before that even according to the opinion, which is we're Mako, that when you're really bona fide actually cooking for the first day meal, that's mutter. In case you're doing it just, you know, not really, but you know, listen, I'll eat some chicken by the morning meal. Do I have a heter to cook chicken, even though I'm really serving roast? Tonight we'll have chicken, but I need to cook chicken. Let's cook it now. So he said he'll rely on that for Yom Tov to Yom Tov, not for Yom Tov to Chol. Now he's in Eretz Yisrael. And it's Chol.
Right.
But for him it's Yom Tov. So how do you look at that? Right. That was the question.
Why is it different than anything else? I don't understand. He's holding a second day Yom Tov.
I think what everyone was saying, you know, since the room are calling this a day of Chol.
Well, then that applies to the whole concept. that goes to the whole question of, you know, why we keep, like, why an American would have to keep a second day Yom Tov. So why is it so different than anything else? Is it? I mean, why is it different?
The question was, do you say that the Iker Kavius of the day is Chol, but I have a Chiv, it's meaning to keep the second day?
Yeah.
Or for
the
me...
The whole thing is the Rabbanan. So this is the Rabbanan tell you that you have to keep a second day Yom Tov when you're an American and Ben Chutzlar, it's in there as well. So why is it different than anything else? I mean, the whole thing, I mean, we know which day is Yom Tov. I mean, so the whole thing is a Rabbanan de Gezera. I mean, I don't understand why it's different than anything else. Why would it be different?
I understand. That's what you're saying. I understand your question. I understand what he's saying.
Right.
Okay. Now, however, he says this is all talking about it before the morning meal. But I mentioned to you that in those days they didn't graze like we do in America, which, you know, they spend the whole day eating. They would, you know, they ate the meal and that was it. They didn't eat again until the night time. Now it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And he says, "Oh, babe, you know, I got to cook for tonight. That's some schlep to wait till tonight to cook. Let's do it now, and I'll force myself to eat something, you know, in order to make a hat." So that he said, "No, that's not mutter. That's a haram. That's clearly a subterfusion. It's aser. Yud beis davi haram. We said the kuliyama aser af shachilas achar kachma. Even eating something, davi haram. And he cares l'kol kimin shekar sod. This is obvious. Everybody, why you're doing it? Because you already had a meal. So what are you eating it for? You know. So so I said in the case where you, let's say you're cooking because you had to feed your kids and it's really late, and you wanted to feed your kids. Then that's not a subterfuge. That's a real bona fide need. But this is clearly a subterfusion. It's aser. But then he said, "Yud Gimel, if you did do it, we're not going to make the food also." Now, so some say it's going on what we just said. Some do not like that. It's going back on the original din. He said at the beginning of this, if you may not cook, you can't cook from one day to the next, even though it's Shabbos or Yom Tov. Okay? We're not discussing the Rama issue. We're saying that, in this case, but if you did it, it's mut. Now listen to this. But in the case of a Rama, it's possibly the Shom after the Afbidiyavit is also. But possibly the case, if a person goes on Yom Tov, I tell you, he says, "Sir, do not shech on Yom Tov A for Yom Tov B." He says, "I'm not listening to you," and he shechs on Yom Tov B. But he the food is mut. Person says, "I don't." Well, he says, "I hear what you say, but I really actually want to shech because I want to eat something." Even though that's not true, and he shechs and he eats up to force himself to eat something. This way, he has a heter, which he said is also because that's a haram. Then already it's also. But he says, "Why?" Because it's much more tempting to the guy to do the haram and then do the mezid. The mezid is, I'm going to go ahead to get to the isser, but the haram, the yetzahara for the isser of the haram is that much greater. So we're going to tell you, but it's mutzah, we're not going to be able to stop you from doing this. The mezid, I don't really need to create a motivation because you're going to go against an aveira, do an aveira. Most people are not going to do it. I don't need to create a motivation. I don't need to give you a kanas in that situation. But the haram, if I don't give you a kanas, you're not going to listen to the rabbi. My stomach's worth it, nobody's going to know. What do you mean? I'm eating some food, you know. These type of things people play around with. So we're going to have to ask for pity.
If he's truly hungry, there's no issue, right?
If he's truly hungry, right?
Some people like to eat them.
Yeah, I mean, there are such people. I met one or two people like that.
Yeah.
Myself included. Yeah. the Sham Efshe, the Apidi Eved is Aser.
It depends. I don't know how you judge this. There's a lot of people, they could say, I'm not hungry. You know, it's already 3 day Yantif, I'm not hungry. But yet when you put food down in front of them, they eat.
Yeah, but again, that's not the point. It's not that he's forcing himself to eat. The point is, but the whole thing...
Now they're forcing themselves. Once they see the food, then they smell it. It smells good.
I understand, but again, that's not called a Tzarek Yantif. Because at the end of the day, you weren't... If I asked you, would you like me to prepare a meal for me, you would say, no, I don't need anything.
Yeah.
Right, so that goes into the Haramish.
Uh-huh.
The harama chazir mezid. We find that in general Chazal dealt with haramas worse than mezid. Okay, so that's summer kernel right. That is, and he brings that is it's prichonish and it's a gra. However, he says I'll come akrenim, which he brings in the ramataz and ayirabus. That's not bad. Going even in the case of a Roma, the Romans are kula kila lahat to be yevid kima shakoponim achlo mimanaksas mimbojan. There's going to be a case of a Roma later on in Hilchas Erev Tavshilin, which even be yevid is also, and that's the Farish of Gomorrah that a Roma in general Chazal dealt with more chomer than Mesa, because they saw the problem. Right, so. In other words, maize, the person that chaps sits already does it. Haroma, the person sits there and he plans and he thinks and he does it. You know, it's a whole different Yetzirah. It's a different sugya Yetzirah.
There's more rationalization there.
Yeah. Or there's a mice with the Biruchim. It's a mice that was a bocher in the mirror, which he did it off. He did a terrible off. He did it the same with the cheshbonis. Mice but he, you know, and Al Capone was meeker than it was mutter, but it was wrong. But he did it away, so he threw him out of yeshiva. He says, if he would have done it with straight done the veir, I would have kept him in yeshiva. Yeah, it's already Yitzhar. But he's planning already, thinking already, and he still didn't stop himself. Instead, he went and used his cop how to figure out how to do it. Zay bizay, dust tightness. That's ready. He's out of yeshiva. You know, we would think it's better. At least, you know, that's what we would think. But it doesn't work like that. Okay. Beis. Memal natam chavah shamayim al bishen atzarech ela l'kito necho. So he's going and filling up water. And he says, he needs a little bit of water. He says, you know what? It's already big eitzah to go to the well. I might as well fill up all that. And he's putting in one big pot and making one big boiling of water. So that's all mutter. Even when he only needs to cook up one ketan, which is a smaller container. And the rest will have the fire cooking already. And Nachtum wasn't necessarily only a baker. It was a person who would sell food. It's referred to as a Nachtum. So the guy says, you know, he says, listen, this is Matzah Yomtiv. I have this whole crowd of people waiting by my door. They want food.
Oh, yeah, for Matzah.
So he's got this, he'll put this big container of water up over there. He needs to start making, he wants to make some coffee. You know, he says, no problem, they make some coffee. So he puts this gigantic pot up there. This way, when it comes up, the pot is already cooking. Takes 2 hours for the thing to warm up. He says, I can wait for my coffee, you know. He needs a kita, he really needs that coffee, because he knows tonight's going to be a long night. Good, so the coffee he really needs, it's a real tzarek yomtiv. But he's doing it, so that's mutter. But again, the whole heter is because of Rebbe Bashur. So it has to be one act of putting it on the fire. He can't put it on the fire and then pour more water in.
The question is the cooking of the water. It's not bringing it.
The problem is the cooking, yeah.
And what about the bringing is no issue of, schlepping it?
No, I don't think they also because of that. I will also lehosev im kvar hachobet etzel eish. That separate action of pouring in the water, adding the water onto the fire afterwards is going to be awesome. So the Mishnah Berurah Dalad, Abishen Tzarech, Ratzalomer, Amarsim Mechavin Shiyah the Tzarech Alayla. He wants the remaining water to be used for the night time. Filoch Yishori, that it's Mutter the Chatech. It's one action. Okay, because so Achrayim the Tano Davka Hechad the Mamali Pamachas Medli B'Lepam Merabas Hayerekelim. I'm sorry. He says, but that includes that the filling up of the pot also isn't an extra tircha. Besides the cooking, there's also, we can't do extra tirchas of raising water from the well a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time. It was one big bucket which came up, and he filled up his big pot, and he put it on the fire one time. So everything was done one time.
What's the name? We're in the nude of the night, the second night of Yanta, for the night after Yanta.
It's even for the night afterwards.
The night after the day of Yontif, he's doing it on, so the second night of Yontif and the night after Yontif.
Correct. Alakid the Nechad, the Gemara says, "Sorek Lizor Shal Yomer Beferishu Writes Hamoyes of the Tzarech Marcha." You can't say, like I said before, you can't say explicitly why you're doing this. But he even on Esther Bekachtem Kamokem Chatiru. But if he said it, but he even won't be us. The same thing which we had before. But he can't add more water in after he already put the pot on the fire. Also, lohesiv lodomer the baser. We said before the case of the meat it's mutter. Shall the meat file up the mutter? After lohesiv achagach, you can add the meat afterwards. The husband himself a mashpiach batav. So an extra piece of meat makes the dish taste better. There's more meat. There's more. It's more fatty, etc. Mashikan haka ein amayim mashpiachem mikach. Adding more water doesn't make the other water taste better. Now. If he's worried about the pot cracking under the heat, so he feels he needs more water in there. Sure, the raised tzarich yomtiv. So any real bona fide yomtiv need, he needs to cook the water. That was a valid need. Someone has a real need to cook the water. He needs that the pot shouldn't pop because he won't have a pot. He won't have water. So then he's adding the water for the tzarich of the yomtiv. So that's more, even though it's a second action, but it's a bona fide yomtiv need.
What for? Keep the pot, right?
If you have a pot, every pots are made of earthenware. So sometimes if there's not enough water in the pot, the heat of the fire would cause it to burst. Okay. Zogdem mechaber, simetav kuf, dalet. Dina tzavolim b'yamtiv. So now here's the chiddush over here. You remember we had before that basically, the heterim of Melechot Zochel never starts from Lisha onwards. Because Lisha was the point where Chazal clearly said, we saw that was derech to be part of the meal process. They would bake fresh bread. Every time they needed bread, they didn't go out to the field and harvest some wheat and then grind it. And that was all done earlier. Right? And now he's ready to eat. So now he goes and he makes the dough and he bakes the bread. Meats, you know, you start with the shechting, you know. So that's
where.
So
how did we determine where the beginning is? How was that determined?
So usually was determined by things which are done in large amounts versus small amounts. So there are, normally people would harvest; they would harvest a large amount at one time
and grind it a lot
at one time, and that was for multiple times. They would do it one shot. You know, multiple usages would be done through one process. Mm-hmm. So that was a derech. So tchina, therefore, goes under one of the malachas, which is aser. But now we're going to find out there's an exception to that, is when it comes to grinding spices. Since grinding spices is done in a totally different type of utensil is used, and the derech of spices, because they would lose their flavor, is you wouldn't grind a large amount at one time. You would basically grind it immediately prior to the usage of the food that you're making. You would grind some pepper in the pepper mill, and you put it in.
Why is this so different that nowadays nobody cares that much? I mean, you go to a fancy restaurant, they'll grind your pepper into your food. You know, that's a shtick. I mean, no. What was different about those days?
Well, they didn't have plastic containers to store them.
They didn't have anything to hold it.
Right. So they didn't have fridges to store them in. So, you know, you did your thing and sat out on the shelf. It was ice kebab after 2 days.
Because there was no containers.
Right. You know, so not really. You know, they didn't have closed containers. So it was much easier just to wait till then, and it was done in a small. It was done in a smaller type of utensil. The derech was it was done in a small amounts for close to somewhat immediate usage, and it's a whole different process than the process which you do for a large.
So maybe they couldn't even buy it ground. They probably had to buy it on ground.
Correct.
That was the way they sold it.
So now, so here. You have interesting din that we're going to tell you that some types of tchina are asur on yomtiv. They don't go under the heter of melechah zechol nefesh. And some types of tchina are mutter on yomtiv, and they go under the heter of melechah zechol nefesh. So that's something unique that we have by toichin that we're going to divide up the malacha into two groups and say one is also to do, one is more to do. That's what's unique about Teichen. So the place where that's expressed is by spices. So that's hence the simon. Dachan is a tovalim kedarkin. You're allowed to pulverize the spices in a normal way. So he said, any malacha which, if you do it before Yom Tov, it will be a inferior product. And therefore, you want to wait till Yom Tov to do it because you want a superior product. You're allowed to do it on Yom Tov in a normal fashion. Something which you could have equally done before Yom Tov with the same result, we tell you should do it with a shinoi. So here we're saying that over here, since if you wait till the night time to do it, it'll taste better. So you ought to do it on Yom Tov in a normal way. Avo melach, but salt, well, you know, salt doesn't lose any flavor. Eno nidach be Yom Tov, you cannot do. But on the other hand, it's done. They didn't do large amounts at one time. These are the small amounts at one time. So we're going to create a halacha in between. You'll have to do it with a shinui. Because we had before any malacha which you could have done before Yom Tov, because it's equally as tasty, and you didn't, so you can only do it on Yom Tov with a shinui. And on Yom Tov, Ela im kein hita ha-machteshes, either you have to turn the machteshes sideways, that's the crucible that you do it in, or shayodach bekar, instead of doing it inside of the mortar, you know, you use a pestle to grind something in a mortar. So instead of doing it inside of the mortar, you did it on a plate instead. So that was not a common way of doing it. Or something, some other similar change. Kadesh yishana, that should be considered a shinui. Because had you ground it before Yom Tov, it would not lose any flavor. A person cannot grind pepper or mustard in their normal mill. This is not usher. This is not usher because of toichen. It's also because you're doing it in a weekday fashion. We don't want you using the regular standard kli that you normally do. Instead of using a mill, you should use a mortar and pestle. Comes to Rambam, says even though mikra din that. You're arguing there's no need, even by case of spices, to do any shinui at all. We do a shinui. We do a minimal shinui. And therefore, that's the correct psak to say, the Rambam says. That we should, even spices, we should do with some type of a shinui.
Does this apply to coffee as well?
Mishra, we'll talk about coffee.
Oh.
He was moderate enough to discuss coffee.
Ahead of his time.
What? He's ahead of his time.
Yeah.
You look in the Chuvah Sermon, you can see where coffee was introduced.
Yeah.
Which you could see, like, the earlier Chuvah was like, there's no mention of coffee.
I thought in his part of the world they only drank tea.
It wasn't common.
Lithuania and Russia, I don't think they're much more tea drinkers than coffee.
Much more tea drinkers. It was very expensive. Coffee was very expensive.
I would imagine.
There's a ma'aseh with the Mishul Migra. Mishul Migra was the Rav in Pressburg before the Chassam Sofer. He was a Goyen Adir. The Nesivis was a Talmud of Mishul Migra. And he said, the Rashbuk for Shteich, Mishul Migra for Shteich Nit. Poshet, he said, his Rebbe was like way out there. He was a phenomenal Goyen. See, he grew up in Prague. No, he grew up in Tizmenitz, a city called Tizmenitz. And there's the came time for the shidduchim, and they read him a shidduch. The big beer in town read they wanted this bacher for an eidim. Now this bacher he came from Orma Mishpachi. He had nothing. So they went to meet the girl, and so they come to this house, and he puts out in front of him sugar and coffee and cream, and he never saw coffee, he never saw cream, he never saw sugar in his life. He has nothing to do with it.
Sugar he probably saw.
He has nothing to do with it. So. He has in front of him. He has cream, he has coffee, he has sugar, and he has a spoon. She says, Chazal said that achila is more chashav than shtiyah, so he did achila first.
He ate the coffee.
So now, what goes first? Do you eat the white before the black, or the black before the white? So he ate, his lila came before yarm, so he ate the black, and then he ate the white. Then he drank the cream. So this poor girl is looking at this, and she said, you know, where is this guy? He's pushing, so he's from Mars, you know. So she tells him, she runs out of the room, she tells her father, I'm not marrying him, I refuse to marry him. She says, his mama's like a Sefer Torah. She said, yeah, the Sefer Torah, you put in the urn cutter. You don't marry a Sefer Torah. Right. I'm not marrying a Sefer Torah. That's it, you know, that's the end of the advice. Good. A little while later, this balabos is in Prague, and he has a shilas. He goes into the night of Yehuda. So he says, Shalom Aleichem. He said, from Tizmanitz. So he has a shilas, Tizmanitz. He says, I have to tell you, there was a big tumult in Klal Yisrael, and there was a tshuva written by a Gvaldik Goyin in the city of Tizmanitz. I never heard of him before. And maybe you know who he is. This is a sign. His name is Shulam Igra. He's 13 years old. Okay?
Who was?
Shulam Igra was 13 years old when he wrote the tshuva. And the Nadab Yehuda, the Gadol HaDor, say that this is a Gvaldik tshuva from a Goyin who lives in the city of Tizmanitz. I never heard of him before. So he says, who is he? He says, Shulam Igra. So the fellow faints on the spot. He just basically gave away the person, the girl who called him a goyin at the age of 13. He just gave away from his daughter. Like, you know, he fainted on the spot. So Pasha, they come, they smell and salt, the guy, they wake him up. What's the kashan? He tells him what happened. He says, oh, I can't say, you faint again. You deserve to faint again. Stupid idiot. You threw away the girl at the door. You know, that's what you did, basically. You know, that was the mice. But I saw from the mice that there was people who had no. Gifter told us in Tells, when he went to Tells, nobody in the city had coffee.
Yeah.
They had chicory. They used to do chicory root. Uh-huh. They would put chicory root into the
way. I grew up there. Probably.
Right, so they grew chicory root, and they would put it in the hot water, and that's all they had. There's chicory.
Tea they didn't have either?
That tea, also, but tea was also expensive. That chicory. Okay, so that was the... it's a fourth soak, because you got a good mice. Anyway. I heard the mice from Rosh Hashanah Shadron, so you can imagine how long it took him to say it.
Long
it took you. Yeah, he took him 30 minutes to say to mice, you know, like, faint again, you know. But that was all the hakdama to the mice he wanted to say. It was all part of the hakdama to the mice he wanted to tell us about Rav Shlomo Igra's godless in his tzitkis. But first, you don't know who he is before he tells you about the tzitkis. His tzitkis, the mice was that when the ksois wrote his first chelik, so he brought the ksois to the Rav Shlomo Igra, he brought it to Rav Shlomo Igra to look at it. Shlomo Igra looked through like a few simanim. He says, I see your mahalach. So Ksois originally was printed in Tuchalokim. He printed Chelek Aleph, and a little while he printed Chelek Beis. So he tells the Ksois, he says, okay, you know, he got, I think, Simon Kuf Lamed Gimel, Kuf Lamed Beis. Kuf Lamed Gimel, you're going to ask this, you're going to answer this. You're going to ask this, you're going to answer this. He said, give me off the rest of the Sefer. He picked up his mahalach, and he started telling him, you know, I see how you think. So the next simon, you're going to ask this, and the next simon, you're going to ask this. And he went through, he started reading off the Sefer to him. Like, that's who he was. You have to see who he was. So he felt horrible. You know, like, you know, I mean, like, you know, like, so what do I need it for? Like, you know, he could write the whole paper for me like this, you know. So he pushed felt bad. So he clapped, he felt bad. He was just trying, you know, just talking a little bit. So it's you do with that. The rest of his life, he fasted every week. For Kapora, the fact that he made the Ksois feel bad. So he wanted to bring out the mice of the tzitkas of Shlomo Igra, but he said, I don't understand who he was before I tell you the tzitkas of Shlomo Igra, you know, like, there he was. But should he fast the rest of his life because he made somebody feel bad? He fasted weekly because he made somebody feel bad. Now, you know, we would do that. We would never be able to eat. You know, okay. Dachnas at Tavolim Aleph. Ratzalerma after the Tchina the Kuli Alma Oser B'Yamtiv. Even though the Chor Teichin is Oser B'Yamtiv, he'll yell some Tapsed Yehesed Beis. It's a fairish din. The Kapuskim Yesh B'Zeh Isatar. It is the right. Even though your mom, you were planning to do it for that day. He said, it's very nice you're planning, but it's not one of the malachas, which is mutter. That's what he said before. So what's going on? But grinding spices is mutter. We're going to see that later on. They're not only we're talking about spices, but garlic and onions. Shachalim is like a cress that they're also going to be mutter. Kedarka, you're allowed to do it in a normal way, which means b'modach u'be meducha. Modach is the mortar, and meducha is the pestle. the other round. Moduch is the pestle and meduch is the mortar. So kashish and bray b'chol b'lishem shinoi. You can do it in regular mortar and pestle the way you normally do it during the weekdays. He says, why is that? You'll do it without any shinoi, because she'im yaduch, ratzalam ra'afilu, even because if you do it beforehand, it would lose flavor. Afilu yadam yes, moshe sarach lo lamach. Even though he knew it, that he already knew, but he was planning to use this spice on Yom Tov. Gam kenlo rinin the havel of the hakam yes. So he has no chiyuv to prepare beforehand, because if he does, it loses flavor. Now, shim yadav b'chulu, yafik tam and dalad. Upilbul mechardo bechal tzvolin heim gam kem nefigin tam and kishashayin harbi. Kishar and Harbi, Ksushin. Peppers and mustard also, if they sit for a while, after they're ground, they lose flavor. So they also have this heter. So now, why is he saying this? Because we said at the end of the sif that cardinal, that papal and cardinal berichaim is also. So what's the issue? Is the issue because of they're not mefik tam, and therefore even lachar and a modach and a maducha should be a problem? You have to do with the shinui, or that's simply because the rechaim is an uvda dechal. It's a weekday way of doing it. So he's stressing, no, they are mefik tam, and therefore, really, in a maduch and maduch, it's mutter. But in rechaim, you can't. In using a mill, that's already considered an uvda dechal and zaser. So that's why he's stressing that point, that it shouldn't be make that mistake. And you look at the Shartzin and Gimel, he stresses that often. If you want to see an impressive list of names, there it is. That he's pointing out that everybody holds that only the Rechaim is the problem. Who are they? It's the Rif, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rash, the Miri, the Ram.
The way they do it, they normally would do.
They would normally do it in Rechaim. Right. But it's not.
The pestle they didn't do normally.
For Papalin and for Chardel, they used to do it in Rechaim. So they had a small hand mill,
a pepper mill.
Yeah, called a pepper mill. Right. So his point is that he's coming to Fuke that there's going to be there are chayim would say that this halacha is a problem. The reason why Papal and Chayim are a problem is because they are not mafik tam, which they are. They're not as sensitive to flavor. I mean, pepper sits. You know, eventually after a long time, Elizabeth pepper doesn't have the same sensitivity than some of these other spices which they were using. So they were arguing that doesn't go into this heter. You know, you can do it every Yom Tov and use it that night. You know, you want to do saffron. You want to make sure it's fresh. You want to do vanilla beans. You want to make sure it's fresh. You want to do peppers, peppercorn. You know, nafkamina of 6 hours is not going to make nafkamina. So he said, but you look at the Rishonim, that's not true, and he makes you a list of Rishonim. He has the Rif, the Ramban, the Ramban, the Rash, the Miri, the Ram, Tosfos Rosh, Ben Yeruchim, Iter, Shibur Lelekit. I mean, you can't get a better list than that, right? They all say that it's only Aloch and Rechaim. And he brings, it's also Ben Yeshaya, it's Arzarua, it's in the Red of Tam, it's the Re, it's the Revoa. That it says all these hold that you're allowed to do with papal and beyamtiv kishar kol tavolim and meduchas or not get heter gomer. The problem is the chayim say not like that. So he doesn't understand why they did that after you have all the rishonim lining up. That's mamash mutter. That's an interesting point over there. Okay, let's hold it here. So we're holding by Mishabur Sivkotin Hey.